Coors Banquet, brewed in the Rockies.
And we are live. Welcome back to the I Can't Even podcast with Cabe and Lakota.
What's up, y'all?
I'm sorry, Cabe Kelly.
Yeah, dude, Cabe Kelly. My mom told me it's cute. I gotta go with it, dude.
I like it, dude.
Gotta start rolling.
Gotta open some rolling rock.
Hold on, let me get one out of my fridge.
Do it. I'll save this sip for you. This is really unflattering light that I'm in. Jesus. Shows people that I'm actually balding, and I am. Look at that. He can't hear me, but the listeners can. There you go. Dog, you got the fancy bottle and shit. I buy the cheap cans.
No, that's all we got down here. They don't even sell cans anywhere down here, dude.
Hey, cheers, bro.
Cheers, brother.
Clink.
Clink.
Oh, I was telling the listeners, you can see that.
That is good.
Yeah. It's such a good beer. Telling the listeners that this light is so unflattering. You can see me balding.
You've also got your hair pulled back for no good reason.
I have it pulled back because if I don't, it's just all over the place.
I got you.
Can you hear my laptop?
Yeah, we say that every episode, but yeah, I can hear it a little bit.
Yeah, but I just pulled my headphones out, and it's like fucking screaming at me. It's like, it's so bad. It'll buff out. Fuck it. Do it live. So I want to start.
Hey, hold up. Why can't I mute myself? What if I got a cough?
I guess you're just coughing, dog. Oh, you can't. I can't mute you either, dog.
What the hell?
You have something to say?
No, I thought that might mute me. All right, never mind.
I have something to say. I have something to say.
You can go. I'm sorry. Keep going with whatever you're talking about.
Dog, we've never used that feature.
I've got something to say. Well, it's because we don't really talk. It's not like we really talk in turns.
No.
Also, if y'all hear any bullshit in the background, we're having anarchy night tonight. So there's probably going to be everyone that lives in this fraternity house running around and throwing shit and breaking shit tonight. Because it's anarchy. Fun. It's Anarchy Thursday. So, damn, I can't hear you now. You're muted.
Yeah, that was loud.
Yeah.
Anarchy night. That's a weekly thing.
Usually it started with Pat. Pat used to be our president when I was a freshman, my freshman sophomore year. So like, right after I got initiated, he became president. And he would only drink on Thursdays. Like, specific Thursdays, and we just started calling them Anarchy Night. And it's really funny. Like, one time he got really drunk and like on Kraken or something and like threw a TV off the roof and like started screaming Anarchy, like running through the house, going all crazy, throwing chairs and breaking shit. And so that deemed Thursday night Anarchy Night. Not every Thursday, just some. So tonight is Anarchy Night. So yeah, it's going to be fun. Looking forward to it.
That sounds fun.
Yeah,
okay, I warned you about this. So we're going to play, it's not really a game. I guess it is. It's conversation starters for great relationships. It's called Our Moments Couples.
Aww.
So my parents gifted this to April and I. And I'm like, that is so cool.
They were like, dude, y'all got to work on your shit. Y'all get to know each other a little better.
My wife is the first one to admit. And for the listeners who heard, like, I think it was like the second or third episode, they get it. My wife's just not, she doesn't banter. She's not a banterer.
She's not a filibusterer.
When I get those moments out of her, we'll talk for like hours all night, but they're very far and few in between. That's okay.
Yeah.
But we've been doing this and they've been kind of fun. So I'm like, fuck it. Like, we'll do a few cards together and see what happens.
Let's do it.
Let's see how great of a couple we are. Okay. What is something you probably should do but never will? Well, it's not really a couples thing, but okay.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, well, and I'll answer too, but you answer first. What is something you probably should do but never will?
Consistently work out.
You don't think you never will?
I mean, maybe like eventually. I really need to, honestly, dude. This is bad. I went to the DMV a few weeks ago to get my new driver's license because your fucking driver's license that you get when you're 16 starts to expire on your 21st birthday, which is the dumbest shit. And they can't sell to you if it's expired. So that pisses me off.
Right.
Fuck you to the state of Tennessee.
That's every state.
No, that's stupid.
That's every state.
That's ridiculous. Give it like a month or something so that I can buy alcohol and like have time to go get a new license, whatever. So I go to the DMV, super nice lady, no line, overall great experience. But she looked up to me all sweet and she was like, hey, do you still weigh like 170 pounds? And I was like, does it look like I weigh 170 pounds, baby? The freshman 50 came and hit me hard. I was like, you can throw 225 on that real quick. So, yeah, probably won't.
You still look good, though.
I mean, look good. I just used to be really skinny and like, I don't know. My beard covers up. Dude, I was a
bad. You have not seen old pictures of me.
170 pounds is small. I was 6'5" and 170 pounds my senior year of high school.
I was 5'7" and 165
pounds.
Sorry.
Sophomore year of high school, not senior year. What was it? What'd you say?
Senior year, I was 5'7". So not much shorter than I am now. About the same height. And I was like 158, 162, in that range.
Damn.
Yeah. But I was jacked. I'll send you old pictures and you won't believe it.
Dude, I was never
jacked. You will not believe it.
I was never jacked. But yeah,
I'm sitting at 235 right now.
That's not bad. That's about what I weigh. Dude, I weighed.
Yeah, but I'm like a foot shorter than you.
No. I started weighing myself like every week now. After that, just for shits and giggles. And so when I weighed myself that week, I weighed like 223 or something. And then I weighed myself a week later and I weighed literally like 235. And then I weighed myself another week after that. And I swear to God, I weighed like 218 pounds. Like I fluctuate so much for no reason. Like it's not like I'm trying to or meaning to, but I guess it's just my metabolism or something. I don't know.
It's that college. Do you know who I look like right now? You know who I look like right now?
Rob Schneider. Rob Schneider.
No, I wish. That's a more flattering thing than I was going to go for. Lord Sidious?
Orquan?
From Star Wars. Oh my God. The listeners, help me out. Who am I thinking of? I think it's Sidious. He's like, you've never seen Star Wars?
I mean, I've watched it, but I don't. I mean, I'm not.
Okay, so like the evil guy that turns Anakin Skywalker into Darth Vader.
Actually, okay, I do know exactly what you're talking about because I walked in on them watching that scene the other night when he's like crown, like whatever. Yes, I do know who you're talking about now.
I look like right now.
They've got all the flying cars like in the skyscrapers behind them or whatever. Looks like not flying cars, but like flying things behind him in the screen. That scene.
About to be thrown out by Mace.
Yep,
being thrown out the window. Yeah, that's exactly who I look like. Yep.
Kinda. I look like
God, I look so fucking fat and wrinkly right now. Okay.
I use the SM7 tonight so you can see my double chin, so I'm covering it.
Dog, no, you look good. You look good. Okay.
ASMR.
Let me answer this. What is something you probably should do but never will? Honestly,
Nashville, Tennessee.
No, I will. I'll do that. I'll do that eventually. Eventually. We're thinking like 2 years from now.
Shit.
Next week. Tomorrow.
Dude, no. You just start road tripping.
What's up, love?
You don't look wrinkly.
The wife comes in just not wearing pants. We're recording a podcast. She goes, you don't look wrinkly. Thank you. Thank you very much. I told you she loves me. She's even willing to lie to me.
Shit.
That's real love.
Hold on. Press pause. Tell them we're busy. Walk in here. What? No, I'm in a podcast right now.
What?
I'm doing a podcast right now.
Okay.
I hate this ass sometimes, dude.
That didn't all sound right. Like a frat boy.
No, that was Megan. Okay. We have golf class together.
Got it. Oh, there's a quiz for golf class.
Dead serious. There's an actual quiz for golf class. And my TA, he's a TA, so he's a teacher's assistant. And he was like, first day of class, he's like, I'll be honest, guys, I don't even know what's on the quizzes. I'm not really that good at golf. So just look it up on Quizlet. And we were like, okay, dude. We went out yesterday and played like a 6-hole course that was all like pitching wedge range. Dude, it was so much fun. We just get like we just go out and play golf. It's awesome.
How are you a teacher's aide for a golf class and don't golf? Like, he's not good at golf.
He has to have it to like get his the rest of his grad school credit. So he's teaching that aerobic walking, like yoga, like all these weird, bizarre classes.
You ever heard of Nordic walking?
Yeah. Why have I heard of that?
It's when you take the walking sticks and you're using like your full body while you walk.
Yeah.
People do it in Alaska because they're weird. So yeah, eat less food. Hey, I got fat for a reason. My wife cooks really good food. I like food, and I should probably drink less beer. I should honestly drink just less often. Should make it very clear to people that I do not get drunk very often. There's been a couple of times, actually, in the past year, I've gotten intoxicated more on this podcast than anywhere else.
Really?
Uh-huh. And that's been like, what, a handful of times?
Yeah, I can't say the same to that degree at all, but.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, since you turned 21, you've been just putting them down, huh?
Pretty.
Never yep. drank before then.
Never, ever.
Ever. But no, I usually come home and I'll have a beer or two, and I rarely ever even finish my second beer.
You told me
but
that.
I need to just
you
get
always
home.
Ping the second one, dude.
Dude, I like.
You got a bunch of pingers sitting around.
I don't know. What does that even mean?
Pinger. It's like a Coke can or like a beer you halfway drink and then it's just a ping because you just leave it open and then it's
yeah.
flat. It's a pinger.
Every night. Every yeah. night, dude. It's so bad. Such a waste of money. And really, I just need to get into the habit of coming home and like an old person, just have some nice herbal tea or something. Save my liver a little bit. But that's one thing. Let's do another card. Let's see. What do most people overestimate or underestimate about you?
Damn. I'd say probably they probably underestimate my like sincerity in a way because I'm so sarcastic like right off the bat. Like they don't know that there's like they think it's just like a front for like some weird insecure human being, but like that's not who I am. I'm not insecure about anything really, like at all. So I'm just like always sarcastic and shit, and people misinterpret that. So they underestimate like the sincerity or like the realness of who I am. Does that make sense? That was really kind of a deep ass answer for no reason, but
it makes sense. It makes sense. I mean, you're sarcastic, but you're not covering up anything for it.
Yeah, it's not like I'm doing it to front and like cover up my like childhood trauma or something. Like I'm just that's just the way I act.
Someone touch your butthole?
No. I did not know what you meant by that at first. That caught me
off. Yeah, Uncle touch your pee-pee.
No.
Pee-pee. I'm just kidding. Listeners, don't get offended. It's a joke. It's a fucking joke. What do most people overestimate or underestimate about me? I don't know. I want to say the same thing, but a lot of it is covering up for insecurities because I'm human. I'm not like a cyborg like Cape Kelly.
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, I think people overestimate my
construction
intelligence. No, I think my intelligence. I'm a dumb motherfucker. And I think there are some people, and especially if you had me in college classes, they're like, oh, this kid's like on his shit. Because I'd be like answering questions in class, most classes. No, never fucking studied. Rarely did homework. I was an awful fucking student. Awful fucking student.
But, I feel that for sure.
Yeah, and I really wasn't like... I had a lot of like participation in classes, but those were my favorite parts, like ping ponging off the professor or other students. I studied philosophy, you know, like fucking waste of degree, really. But whatevers, I'm a carpenter now. Well, there we go. I just answered something about myself. What are you too hard on yourself for, Cape Kelly?
shit, that's hard, dude.
Is it hard? Is it so hard that you're hard on yourself?
So hard. Dude, I don't even know if I have an answer for that. Honestly, I can't think of anything that I'm hard on myself about anyways.
Like concerts, managing clients, nothing? You're not hard?
I mean,
you don't push yourself?
I mean, yeah, I push myself, but I'm not like, if something doesn't go my way, like in the music industry, like that's not, if it's not in my control, then it is what it is. And it's not like I have a ton of experiences to run with that question either. So I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Well, I have a pretty honest answer. I am hard on myself for a lot of the mistakes that I made when I was your age, like putting myself in a certain financial situation, letting my health decline the way that I did. And then like not taking school as serious, even though like, you know, maybe academia wasn't my place, but just like, you know, I always tell myself, like, I regret the fact that I didn't push myself harder to just do the things that I didn't want to do because they had to be done.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, fuck. So I'm like extra hard on myself nowadays, especially like, you know, things at home. Like, I don't want to do shit at home when I get home. My wife is like, come on, come on, come on. I'm like, ah, you know, I just want to lounge. I had a hard day of work, but I try and make an effort. I do the same thing at work now. It's like, look, I signed up for this apprenticeship. I'm here to educate myself to be a carpenter and then afterwards be a carpenter. So I'm like super fucking hard on myself at work because I don't want to make the same mistakes I made when I was your age where like I just wasn't super hard. Not saying like you have to be hard on yourself, okay, like since you didn't have an answer, but like that was my problem is I was like too like lackadaisical about everything.
Maybe that'll be mine in a few years. I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty lackadaisical about most things, honestly.
Yeah, but you're actually like doing more things than I was doing in college. Like I was active, but I wasn't doing anything outside of academia besides work. Whereas you're doing school, but really you're using school as like almost a networking thing where you can kind of meet people in the industry. So different thing. Yeah. So don't think I'm like responding to you. This is a me thing. This is what I've been struggling with since I dropped out of college. And I'm like ridiculously fucking hard on myself for that. Like you should see me at work when I can't put a fucking screw in because it's like 2 o'clock, which for most people you don't know, I'm usually at work by 6:30 in the morning. I've been up since 3:30 and I get off at 3:30. So 2 o'clock's near the end of my day. I'm fucking tired. And if I've been doing a lot of overhead work, and I can't get a fucking screw in, I get really pissed on myself. I'm like, can't feel my fucking hands. And I'm just like trying to fucking screw shit. I get really pissed on myself because I'm like, look, you can be better. Stop being a little bitch about it.
Keep going.
Yeah. I'm hard on myself for that. I probably should chill the fuck out, but I don't want to fail like I did in other chapters of my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that was an awakening.
That was good.
Sorry, listeners, for my little whatever.
Thank you for coming to our TED Talk.
Thank you for coming to our inspiring TED Talk. Don't fuck up or else you're going to be like trying to make up for it. No, what am I saying? You should make mistakes. You're young. Fuck up so you can learn from them. If a movie was made about your life, what celebrity would play you? Can I go first?
I already had mine. I was just going to say Will Ferrell immediately, like off the bat.
Will Ferrell?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Maybe if he was younger.
We picked two great actors. Yeah.
Leo or something?
Jake Gyllenhaal. He's my lookalike. I'm just kidding. No, like.
That's funny.
No, on a for real note, Pauly Shore. Pauly Shore would play me. I don't know why. But I miss Pauly Shore movies.
Who's Pauly Shore?
You don't know who Pauly Shore is? Oh my God. And you're in college. I'm trying to think of like great. There's a lot of them actually.
Actually, I take mine back. Chris Pratt. I want Chris Pratt to play
me. Chris Pratt? Nah, he's too pretty for you now.
Oh fuck.
Chris Pratt from.
He likes country music, dude.
Chris Pratt's that's a guy I can get a beer with. Hold on. I was starting to spell Chris Pratt. Pauly Shore movies. I think there's one called The Dome. Let's see. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. IMDb. Sorry. Okay, Biodome. You got to watch Biodome. Are you writing this down?
No, I'm not writing it down. I'm not going to watch this movie, dude. I'll look up some clips, though.
Bro.
Tell me again. You got to watch
Biodome.
Hold up.
Encino Man.
I've never heard of either of these. Also.
These are old movies. My wife even said, how have you not seen Encino Man?
I've never even heard of that.
Pauly Shore is like one of the original like stoner icons.
Oh.
And I'm trying to... There's another movie and I can't remember the fuck it is. I'll find it and I'll bring it to you. But I don't know why I thought of Pauly Shore immediately because he hasn't been in fucking shit. Nothing in a long time, but it's just
dude,
like
these are all early '90s movies, Lakota. You can't even blame me for not knowing what this is.
You're too young, son. You're too young. Pauly Shore, he definitely played me. Or nope, that's gonna be my final answer. Him or Jake Gyllenhaal.
Let me see if there's movies he's been in that I've seen.
Okay, so this is an us question. How much money do we need in the bank? You tell me, Mr. Cape Kelly. How much money do we need? Tell the listeners so they can start supporting us. By the way, actually, this is a segue while you're thinking of that. If you would like to support the podcast, there will be a link in the show notes. Just scroll down and you can click support or the link right below support. And you can donate... I think it's like 99 cents a month or $4.99 a month or $9.99. And if you do that, we'll send you some swag, which that's a good segue too, but I need to
send me my swag. You've been telling me since September, dude.
I know.
My Addy and my size is in like September.
I know. Large and a short sleeve, extra large and a long sleeve.
No.
Opposite.
Heck no. We'll talk about this later, dude. These people don't need to know how big I am.
You've gotten bigger, so it's a good thing I haven't sent them to you. You wouldn't even be able to fucking wear them.
Well, I never wore a large and a short sleeve t-shirt, dude.
That's what you told me.
Maybe I was smoking crack or something that day. I don't know. How much money do we need in the bank?
How much money does Icon even need?
For what?
Let's tell the listeners.
Like, what's the
support us? Let's turn this into a full-time gig where, like, you know, we're putting out 3 episodes or more a week. We have more professional like
audio
production.
Yeah.
Yep. We have like better guests, although we've had really cool guests. Oh, so I can't dude, say, like,
you never
better
texted
guests.
Me back. You've never texted me back about Ray. Did you even see that?
About
the
who?
Dude that I was talking about, my favorite podcast. I texted you about it like 2 days ago. Dude, I sent you like a full paragraph. I like was on a soapbox. Yeah. You don't have to read
Are
it.
Are you sure?
Now, but yeah, 100%. I know I did. I speak texted it to you because I was a little tipsy.
Let me see. I just want to see. Well. Oh.
Yeah, dude. It was like a book and a half. Yeah. I was a little tip solo.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. So we have to figure that out because like Fridays, like you, I may have to give you the login to Zencaster.
All right.
You may
fine.
Have to do
that's
it.
Literally, that's literally, that's probably the only day he could honestly do it. Cause he works, dude, whatever. We'll talk about it later, but he works a lot of hours a week, but
you gotta send me, send me the podcast too.
I will. So dude. I'll send you my favorite episode. I showed it to McKay and McKay's hooked on it now.
Send it to me. I love
it's
podcasts.
It's so funny. I'd say like a good 500 a week.
500 a week?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, that's
how much do we need in the bank? Not.
Dude, we don't have a bank account. I mean, we don't have a bank account.
I know. I've been meaning to start one.
For one. For one.
There's technicalities. I mean, we are making money. Everybody knows that. I've explained that from day one. We've made a total of $28 and some change.
I'd say for money in the bank, dude. I don't even know how to answer that. Like, I have no earthly idea.
I would like, if one day I can't even, I would say like, maybe this is like a ridiculous goal, but within 2 years from this episode, we have $10,000 in a business account for I Can't Even Media.
Dude, we better be making a lot of money if we're putting away $10,000 in the bank, dude. That's a lot of cash flow.
I have some lofty goals, dude.
That's a lot of money, dude.
That's 2 years from now. A lot of things have changed.
Yeah.
With this, where like, you know, in that time you would have been graduated and working, you know, hopefully full time in the industry.
Right. Like, I know you're working. By that point, I will be full time completely.
Exactly. And I have better cash flow. Like, just financially, I'm just in a better spot where like I'm not making like $3,000 one week and then $200 the next week and then maybe, you know, $800 a week after that and then nothing for that fourth week and a month, right? Like, my in sales, I just wasn't a very consistent salesman because I just wasn't mentally consistent. I was up and down, up and down, up and down. So when I was feeling really, really good, I was selling a lot. Yeah. When I was feeling really, really down, I wasn't selling shit. I was hardly working. So now I'm just like, I'm in a spot where like I get paid really good money and I just show up and do the damn thing. So $10,000. I say $10,000.
That's
good. Are you down for that?
I'm down for that.
Fuck yeah, dude. The fuck are you eating? Are you eating on the podcast? This is the first.
Yeah, I had to take a bite.
Never ate on the podcast.
I had to take a grilled cheese, dude. I'm starving. I didn't even eat anything.
Hey, how you feeling? I got to tell the listeners this because we planned to record yesterday and I think the day before. And you're like, dude,
The day before I was doing DoorDash and we were supposed to record that night, but you were like, no, we'll just do it tomorrow. I was like, okay, DoorDash. Cool. Yeah, but that night, I was definitely sick yesterday.
Oh, I had no doubt in my mind.
Dude, you
sounded like shit.
I sounded horrible the night before. And I mean, I could have recorded. I just would have sounded like shit and like I was exhausted. Like, exhausted. So I got off. Shit, what was I doing? I was on a call. That's what I was. I got off that call. God, excuse me. I don't know if the call was over or if it had. We were close to the end, but I texted you and I was like, dude, there's no way. Like, I'm dead. So.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. How are you feeling now, though?
I feel fine. I've still got a cough, but I'll be fine. I mean, it's not anything crazy.
Recording with my boy. I've noticed we don't put up much social media, and if I don't know if you noticed in the past 2 days, there's been a lot more social media. So we're trying to get after it.
They cannot hear me at all.
They can't hear you. Sorry. Well, if you listen to this episode,
you'll find this clip.
You'll get it.
You'll find this clip.
So, $10,000. $10,000, dude.
We'll take it.
I want to make it happen. I want to make it happen. We'll make it happen. Let's do one more card and then let's get into our new segment.
All right.
Okay. Man, none of these questions really have been about us. There's been like very specific questions when my wife and I go through this about like sex or like communication. And I was hoping some like raunchy shit would come up. It would have been interesting. But what did you learn a little too late?
Just in life?
Yeah, you're a little young for this, but like, yeah.
I think I learned I don't know if I learned it too late. I might have learned it at the perfect time. But, like, nobody in this world is unapproachable. If they are, then they're not worth your time anyways.
That is gold.
Yeah.
That's just, fucking gold.
Dude, I just came up with that. That's pretty good.
That's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, and it's so true because, you know, there's a lot of people that we idolize in this world, like celebrities or like, I mean, it's mainly just celebrities or maybe, I don't know, like a competitor. Like I know when I played basketball, there was like players that I only knew on a first name basis.
That's still a celebrity though.
Well, not really, you know, like I'm playing against them, you know?
Oh, I thought you were like Michael
Jordan. No, I'm not talking about like professional. No, like I'm talking about like, you know, there was, I still remember to this day, I was playing at Frederick High School. I was on the starting lineup. And we're playing Urbana, and Urbana was like the rich school. It was like these fuckers have like scouts and everything. Like they're doing the damn thing for sports, right? And they had this one point guard that was just fucking good. He was so fucking good, and I hated his guts. I hated that motherfucker, and I wish I could remember his name because I would love to see where he's at in life. Like hopefully he's like, he got a scholarship at, you know, at a good university. You know, I doubt he's in the pros. I think I would have recognized him.
Yeah.
But like, you know, doing something good with his life because that kid had some fucking talent. And he wasn't terribly tall. He was probably like maybe 5'10", 5'9". Damn.
Wow.
And he was just good. Just really good. Very fundamentally sound. And I hated playing against him because his defense was on point. His like just everything. His handling. His vision on the court. And it was like, if I would have just taken the time after a game and be like, hey, can we link up? I want to learn something from you. You're fucking good, dude.
Yeah.
Instead, I snubbed him and was like, fuck that guy.
I think that situation's a little different. One. Yeah, you were the unapproachable one.
I was the unapproachable one, but I also thought he was unapproachable.
Yeah.
Because A, he was the opponent. A, he was the opponent, and B, he had an attitude about him.
Oh,
like well, he was a cocky motherfucker. He was really cocky.
If he's a cocky dude, then that's like, that might not be who you want to go approach anyways.
But I've met so many people that are like that, where it's just like a personality they turn on.
Yeah. And then
to get into that, into that zone. And then when they turn it off, they're like super chilled. Like I meet people at work nowadays. They're just like that. When work's on, it's like, this guy's fucking unbearable. Right. Yeah. And then you get off work, and they're the chillest guy you ever meet. And you're like, what is this switch you're turning on?
Yeah, they're just.
And I don't know. That kid might have been just an asshole. I have no idea. But, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, you really can't approach anyone until they make themselves unapproachable.
Yeah.
I got a burp.
Let it out, dude. Let out the rock.
It was like a it was like a little, like chirp, like a eep.
That's fun.
It was just a little one. Anyways, what did I learn a little too late? I know this sounds so fucking stupid, but credit cards.
Dude, I feel that. I didn't know anything about credit until like a year ago. Like, why is that not taught in college or high school? Like, it really why did I not even know? Like, that should be baseline knowledge. Like, all we were told in high school was, don't get a credit card because they're bad. Why? Are they bad? No, not necessarily. They can be, but anything could be bad. Like,
it's true. And I didn't have that financial literacy. I remember the day I went in, I had bought my first car, and I pulled like a 5-year loan on it. And I was about a year out from paying it off after buying it just a year prior. Because I paid that car off in like 2 years and 2 months or some shit like that. And I went in to go make a payment, my second payment for that month, because I always paid twice each month so I could pay it off.
Yeah.
That's why I paid it off so fast. And the guy comes to me and goes, hey, like, you know, yeah, I was going to pay that and I was going to cash a check, I remember. And he goes, hey, like, you know, just give me a heads up. Like, you are one of our members that is pre-approved for the Platinum credit card. And I go, nah, like, I'm good. He goes, I mean, you don't really have to use it. Wrong. If you pull any kind of credit, you should utilize it to some extent. But he was like, yeah, you don't really have to use it, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, hold on, let me call my mom. I think at this time I was like 20 years old. So I'm an adult,
right? Yeah. I mean, you're on your own. I mean, you're out there, dude.
Yeah. So I call my mom. I go, hey, like this guy like says that I'm approved with the bank, right? It wasn't just like a credit card company. It was with the bank that we both banked with. And she goes, well, I mean, sweetie, it's really up to you. But I will tell you this, if you spend it, like you need to pay it off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. Like I get it. Like I paid off. I'm almost done paying off this car, like this $6,000 car. Like I got this. I got approved for $12,000.
Oh my God. At
20 years old.
Dude, that is a lot of dinero, bro.
I was like, no fucking way. And it was how it worked. It was $7,000 on the card that I had a limit to. And then I had $5,000 of like a cash credit loan or some shit like that.
Oh my God.
Stupidest fucking thing I've ever said yes to.
I could start a full business with $10,000.
Yes. We would have had the $10,000 for this.
Dude, that is so much money. I can't even think about that, dude. I'm so broke. Funny. I love it.
When you're 20, right, you're like, oh my God, this is a lot of fucking money. Because at that time, I think I was working two jobs. I don't think I was working at Joann's anymore. I think I'd moved to On Base and I was working with children. And I was working at Sullivan Arena. Shout out to my Anchorage people. On the weekends. So I was working two jobs, one a full-time, one a part-time, and I was a full-time college student. And I wasn't making bad money. Like, I was making a livable wage, but I wasn't spending it wisely, except for on the car. And so when I got this $12,000, I'm like, fuck yeah, free money.
Yeah.
And did whatever the fuck I wanted to. So I really wish I would have learned what I know now, where it's like how to keep building your credit, because I had really good credit back then. I had like an 800 credit score. If I could go back and like change that with the knowledge I have now about financial literacy, dude, things would have been so much different.
Life changer, dude.
Dude, it's crazy. But I've also had a fucking great of an adventure, met my wife doing sales, and now I live like 4 minutes away from one of my best friends. So,
hell yeah.
Okay. Kantians, new segment of the show. This is how we're going to wrap up each show. So this show has been called I Can't Even, or I Can't Even for the layman's terms. Cabe and I are now going to finish each episode with a I Can't Even rant. So whatever the fuck is bothering us this week, whatever is stupid happened in the news or what have you. All right. So we're going to come up with a little jingle for this, but that's how each episode.
I can't even. That's it, dude. That's right.
I like that.
Dude, we'll go ahead.
Will you remember that?
Pretty safe.
We have it recorded.
Let's record it. Yeah, we don't have to. It's like a voice memo, dude. It's like a voice memo that's fucking 38 minutes long.
I love it how like a
TV episode.
You know what? I do this thing where I just look out into space. I do that on my Zoom calls. I've been in Zoom class all week. I've noticed that.
Welcome to Zoom class, dude. It fucking blows.
Nope. I fucking love it. I get to be in my PJs. I've been in my PJs all week.
Great. Are you like actually having to learn shit, or is it like shit you're not going to use in your life?
No. So like a lot of it is.
All right. I can go ahead and tell from that answer that you're not taking quizzes and tests and your GPA doesn't depend on it. College online on Zoom is what I'm talking about, and it blows. I'd rest my case. Thank you, Your Honor.
Well, let me clarify, because I know the instructor is going to listen to this. Shout out to Joe. He also has a podcast. You guys should check out the Grit Northwest podcast. Pretty interesting. It's all about union stuff. But no, it was a certification class for like certain machinery and like aerial lifts and stuff like that. So it was things that I needed. And yes, we did have quizzes and we did have finals on each segment.
All right.
I took like 5 finals this week. Where they're like, one of them was like, what the fuck is this? Like, what kind of questions are these? But I passed. So now I get to go drive all the big, big boy machinery tomorrow and see if I can actually do it. And then I get my certification. So, no, I mean, it was nice though, dude. Like, for someone who's up at 3:30 in the morning every fucking day, it was nice to be able to sleep in until like 5:30 and kind of relax and then like roll into my day by like setting up in my fucking living room in my pajamas, sipping coffee at 7 a.m. Yeah. on a fucking Zoom class.
That is, like, that is a little bit different than waking up at 3:30.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit different. 2 hours makes a big difference that early in the day, dude.
Yeah. Well, and then I got to stay up a little bit later with my wife, which I was still like asleep by 9. Like, I'm just not like built to stay up anymore. But
yeah, this dude, week, me neither. I'm not built to stay up either.
Dog, you're up late every fucking night. You'll text me every night at like 2 in the morning.
Yeah, it was a joke.
Which means it's like 4 in the morning for you.
Yeah, it was a joke.
You're like a night owl.
I'm definitely a night owl. I'm like my mom. All right, proceed with your rant.
Man, you know what I can't fucking stand?
What can't you even?
Laundromats. I'm so sick of the fucking laundromat.
I'm so sick of it. Laundromat or laundromat?
Laundromat, laundromat, all of it.
Okay, well, you say laundromat, I think bathroom mat. I know what you're talking about there. You're talking about like where you want laundry, like laundromat. Like
where you launder your clothes.
Yeah.
Launder money.
Yeah, something
that we're going to have to do when we sell drugs to try and get to 10 grand for this podcast.
Dude, I'll do it.
Dude, I'll do it. I love that. Like, fuck yeah, man. I'll sling some fucking zips. Let's do it. No, dude. So the laundromat that we go to down the street really isn't too bad. Like, it's clean. You can't fold anything inside of there because of COVID. So you have to like wait in your car and whatever. But because of the area we live in, and I don't think it matters really what area you live in, because if you live in an area that has laundromats at every block, you live in a poor part of the neighborhood. Just gonna say it. And I live in the fucking poor part of fucking Vancouver. I do. I live in like probably the worst part of Vancouver because I haven't found anything like it. Because I go like 15 minutes up the road and there's like, you know, $500,000 homes. And in my neighborhood, nothing but apartments and homeless and crackheads. So every time April and I go to the laundromat, doesn't matter what day it is, there's going to be at least 1 to 2 homeless people washing their fucking nasty ass clothes.
Yeah.
And the washer or dryer. And there'll be like just weird characters. I don't know if they have like mental health issues or anything, just walking by.
Yep.
Not even fucking washing clothes.
What are you talking about? I mean, not in a laundromat sense, but
just like a sketchy part of the neighborhood.
Yep.
Right?
With weird and ass people.
Dude, it's crazy. It's like a mixture of the homeless, mentally ill,
and the crackheads, like, dude.
Like old couples, where you're like, what? Like sweet old couples, where you're like, why are you guys here?
Dude, that's funny. Like, that's exactly how it is in parts of Nashville too. There will be like a super sweet looking old man, and you see their house, and they haven't like they just live there, and that's just where they've always lived.
You're like, what? Dude, like,
can you hear them singing "Red Dirt Road" right now?
I can hear them singing, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. They're
I can just hear noise.
They're playing Rooks and Dunn right now. All right.
That's
sorry.
So funny. Yeah, no worries. No biggie. The listeners will enjoy it. But no, man, I like in my mind, I'm like, what did you do wrong? Where like in your 60s or 70s, you're using a fucking laundromat on a weekly basis. You know, either that or they're living it up. Maybe they like live out of fucking RV and they're like traveling the nation.
Yeah.
Like that's what I like to think. The sad realization is I don't see an RV. Maybe they just like detach their car from it, but I never see an
RV.
You're stretching
right then. That's a stretch.
I'm gonna stretch it just for my well-being.
Yeah.
Because I don't ever want to wish that upon someone in their fucking 70s where you have to go to the laundromat. But then also, dude, the prices are ridiculous. My wife and I, she heard me bitching about the laundromat. The laundromat's weird, isn't it? It's expensive, dude. How much? 20? No, we spent more. You know how much today's wash was alone? 22 times 2 because we used 2 of them.
Oh, my God. Do you hear him?
Yeah, someone's getting beat up in the background.
It's Ned.
It was 20. Oh, yeah, you're right. It was 22 minutes. Sorry, you're right. But still, we spent like $25 just to wash clothes.
Dude, what the hell? That is so much money.
25 cents.
Dude, I thought laundromats were like pennies on the dollar.
No, dude. And like, so we spent like, drying super cheap. Drying is like 25 cents for a 5 minutes of drying. And it's like a fucking huge ass dryer. So we just throw it all in.
Yeah.
And, but April was just saying that we spent like $25.
Damn.
So you do that each week, right? That's $100 a month just to fucking wash and dry your clothes.
It's cheaper to have a washer and a dryer.
We don't have a hookup.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like.
I'm like, if we had a hookup that fucking first week, we would have had a washer and dryer.
Yeah. Like, that's horrible.
Dude, it's ridiculous. But I fucking hate going. I hate having to go and like sit there. I mean, it's not, it really isn't too bad. But I hate like dragging all my clothes out of the fucking apartment.
It's like, just a huge inconvenience that's very, very first world and also bizarre.
Very first world.
Because I've never dealt with that. I've never dealt with like having to go to a laundromat. But I can definitely understand the frustration of having to do that. Because laundry takes forever, dude. When I do laundry, it takes like 5 hours for me to do it all. God, they're being so stupid.
Anarchy night, baby.
It's about to Anarchy. Dude, it's about to go down. Like, I'm about to head to the liquor store here in about whenever we get off this damn podcast. I'm about to hit it, dude.
Hold on. April has a question.
Does Gabe cuss as much as you do?
It's Cabe. Cabe Kelly.
Cabe.
I cuss more than you.
Yeah,
right?
A lot more than me, yeah.
A lot more. That's fucking right. The listeners love it. They love my sailor tongue. It's a little ridiculous, but yeah, this is my first instance of a laundromat, and the next place that we live,
we will be having a washer and dryer. That will be a requirement. Yeah,
yeah. It's like I don't even care if we have to spend like $1,800 a month. I'm getting a fucking laundry like washer and dryer. Oh, she wants to get, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard her say. Not really. She said some ridiculous shit in the past. But she wants to get, there's like these $200 or $125 like washer spinners, like mix. And it doesn't really wash your clothes. Like, I'm not convinced it actually washes your clothes. And we have nowhere to put it in this apartment. She's like, we'll just buy one and like I'll hang dry all the clothes.
Dude, I'd rather go to the laundromat.
I'm like, you don't even. Yeah, I know. That would take like days.
Yeah.
Days. Whereas it takes us, honestly, this is where it's not too bad. This is where I don't mind it. Because if you're doing like two people, if you're doing clothes for a week's worth. Hold on. Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Cabe Kelly Wyatt podcast. While Lakota goes to do something random, I will filibuster. I think he's still got his headphones on, so he could probably still hear me. Filibuster, this is funny. 25.
Sorry, the fucking. Oh, okay. The MacBook was about to die. That would have sucked.
That would have been bad.
But anyways, one of the good parts about this laundromat is our laundry is done in 35 minutes.
That is good. That is good.
Right? If you're doing laundry at home for two people for a week's worth of laundry, 4 hours.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, so it's not too bad. But anyways, fuck laundromats. That was my first I can't even rant of the podcast a year and a couple months into recording. I love how it just come up with random shit and it'll last like a couple weeks and then we'll try something new. Hopefully people like this, though.
I like it. I think it's good.